finally, an operations engineer from Fort Worth, Texas, Buddy Wright. A writer from Seattle, Washington, Tom Nisley. And a computer scientist from Newark, Delaware, Roger Craig. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the first half of our two-game total point finals in this year's Tournament of Champions. By the end of tomorrow's program, these three players will have earned $400,000. But which one of them will get to go home with the lion's share? $250,000. Buddy, Tom, and Roger, good luck. Here we go. The first round of play. And your categories. The Four Dummies books are celebrating their 20th anniversary this year, so we have a whole category about those books, followed by sitcoms by Mom, Mississippi Misters, The Doctor Will See You Now, the see in quotation marks. We have some French fixins, and then we travel far away.
Petra, a city in Jordan that flourished 2,000 years ago and still fascinates us today.
Roger?
Sitcoms 200.
June Cleaver. Roger.
What is Leave It to Beaver?
That's it.
Sitcoms 4.
Marion Cunningham. Buddy.
What is Happy Days?
Yes.
Sitcom 6.
Evelyn Harper, played by Holland Taylor. Ah, that's a current series, 2.5 Men. Back to you, Buddy.
Sitcoms 8.
Maggie Seaver, Joanna Kearns. Roger.
What is Growing Pains?
That's it.
Sitcoms 1000.
A New Mom in 2011, Reagan Brinkley, played by Christina Applegate. And that new series is called Up All Night. Roger.
The Doctor Will See You Now 200.
Christmas must be a bummer for you, having this condition and not being able to distinguish between red and green. Buddy?
What is color blindness?
Yes.
Dummies for 200.
Parenting for Dummies uses this toy as an analogy for consistency. It spins until it wobbles, and then it falls down. Tom?
What is a top?
Top, correct.
Dummies, 400, please.
Allergies and This for Dummies lists famous folks with the condition, including Beethoven and Teddy Roosevelt. Roger?
What are autoimmune diseases?
Tom?
What is asthma?
Asthma, yes. Okay. Allergies and asthma.
Dummy 600, please.
Released in 1991, this three-letter computer abbreviation for Dummies was the first in the Four Dummies series. Tom?
What is DOS?
DOS, yes.
Dummies 800.
Chapter 1 of Beekeeping for Dummies has this question for a title, playing on a line from Shakespeare. Roger?
What is to be or not to be?
That's it.
Dummies 1000.
Architecture for Dummies calls this New York City skyscraper an art deco fantasy that's complete with hubcaps and hood ornaments. Roger.
What is the Chrysler Building?
Yes, for $1,000 more.
Doctor 400.
All that guitar playing has caused these tough, thickened, numb patches of skin on your fingertips. Tom.
What are calluses?
Calluses, right.
Doctor 600.
Try stretching if you suffer these, like Rafael Nadal did at the 2011 U.S. Open, including at a press conference. Buddy.
What is cramps?
Yes.
Doctor 8.
Answer. Daily double. You can tie for the lead. You have enough money to do that.
Let's make it a true daily double, please.
All right. Here's the clue. What's that I say? You need this type of implant in your inner ear that directly stimulates the hearing nerve?
What is a cochlear implant?
That is right. 2,400, your total.
Doctor for 1,000.
Jimmy has the clue.
With osteoporosis, the vertebrae in the spine are weakened, and when forced against each other, can result in this common type of fracture.
Roger.
What is a compression?
You are right, and that adds to your total and puts you in the lead all by yourself, and it takes us to break number one. So we'll take it, and we'll come back. Welcome back. Buddy Wright, I was just telling the audience here that $250,000, which is first prize money in this Tournament of Champions, can really change someone's life. What would it do to your life?
I have a 3-year-old son, Jack, a 1-year-old daughter, Jordan, and my wife, Jill and I have decided that our house is just far too small with those two additions, so I think we'll go and purchase a new house.
Good for you. That would help the economy, too. I'm glad to hear that. Tom Nisley, a writer from Seattle, Washington. If you win...
I'm going to write. I'm going to buy some more time. That's...
And tell me what you're working on right now. You've got a novel in the works, I know.
Yeah, and it's set actually in Los Angeles in 1914, the early silent movie era. And so I'm going to extend my trip here and do a little research at the Academy Library when I'm done.
But is it about the film industry?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Those are always great. Okay. Roger Craig, you have prepared for your appearances on Jeopardy! In much the same way those IBM scientists prepared Watson for his appearances. How did you do it?
I used computer science to help decide what was important to study on Jeopardy!
And give me an example, for instance.
For example, presidents and Shakespeare both come up, but which comes up more?
Ah.
And then also, how much do I know in each subject?
That's even more important than what comes up a lot. All right, you're in command. Make another selection, please.
French fixins, too.
In French, this word can refer to an image on Turkey's flag as well as a tasty roll. Tom.
What is a croissant?
Croissant, yes.
French 400, please.
The vineyard and petit gris are varieties of this mollusk. Please respond in French, though it might slow you down. Roger.
What is escargot?
Escargot, yes.
French 600.
From Provence, and pretty as a Pixar, this eggplant dish simmered in olive oil can be served hot or cold. Buddy.
What is ratatouille?
You got it.
French 800.
Tomatoes, garlic, black olives, anchovies, onions, tuna, green beans, eggs, and herbs make up a salad this. Tom.
What is niçoise?
Yes.
French 1000.
In a remembrance of things Proust, it's a small buttery sponge cake eaten as a cookie. Often dipped in coffee. Tom.
What is a Madeleine?
Madeleine, yes, for $1,000.
Mississippi Masters 200. Mister, sorry.
Once president of the Confederacy, he served as president of an insurance company after the war. Roger.
Who is Davis?
Jefferson Davis, yes.
Mississippi 400.
The voice of Darth Vader. He isn't from a galaxy far, far away, but from Arkabutla, Mississippi. Roger.
Who is James Earl Jones?
Correct.
Mississippi 600.
This Muppet Master was born in Mississippi, where his father was doing research for the Department of Agriculture. Roger.
Who is Jim Henson?
Yes.
Mississippi 800.
In March of 2011, Columbus, Mississippi celebrated what would have been the 100th birthday of this playwright. Tom.
Who is Tennessee Williams?
Yes.
Mississippi 1000.
Legendary bluesmen born in Mississippi include Chester Arthur Burnett, known as Howling This. Tom.
Who is Wolf?
Wolf. Howlin' Wolf.
Petra, 200.
All right, here we go.
Petra is built on a terrace overlooking Wadi Musa, the valley of this man, who tradition says struck a rock here and made it gush with water.
Buddy.
Who is Moses?
Yes.
Petra, 400.
Once only Muslims could visit Petra's highest point. Tradition says that as a 10-year-old, this man visited the site. Roger.
Who is Muhammad?
Muhammad, yes.
600?
Let's go back abroad.
The approach to Petra is through a narrow cleft, which in 312 BC helped it withstand a siege by the army of Antigonus of these people. He was an heir to Alexander the Great.
Buddy.
Who are the Macedonians?
Yes.
Petra, 8.
For the thousands of tourists today, four-footed transport options within Petra are horse, donkey, or this. Tom.
What's a camel?
Yes, and now the last clue.
There are a number of important tombs in the ancient city of Petra, like the one behind me, which is not named for a person, but because of the magnificent color striations, is named for this expensive fabric.
Because it reminded them of silk. Silk. Tom's in the lead. Buddy goes first, though, in Double Jeopardy, when we return right after this.
Post captioning sponsored in part by...
Have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
All right, buddy, I know you're ready. Here are the categories for you in this double Jeopardy round. We start off with novels. Next, sounds all around. Next, we want you to unscramble the anagrammies in order to come up with the Grammy category. Who's at stake? Languages. And each correct response will have four straight vowels. Buddy, start.
Four straight vowels, 400.
The largest one of these California conifers would yield more than 50,000 cubic feet of lumber. Roger.
What is Sequoia?
Yes.
Anagrammies, 400.
Best cork song. Buddy.
What is rock?
Yes.
Vowels, 800.
Hawaii's fourth largest island. It's the state's only island that has navigable rivers. Roger.
What is Kauai?
Yes.
Anagrammies, 800.
Best Weds No Pork album, including poetry. Roger.
What is spoken word?
Yes, that's it.
Anagrammies, 1200.
Best Cozy Ed or Cajun music album. Tom.
What is Zydeco?
Yes.
Anagrammies, 1600.
Best circle note dance album. Roger.
What is electronic?
You got it.
Anagrammies, 2000.
Welcome to the best snare twit. And that would be the new artist category. Roger, back to you.
Novels, 1200.
Answer. Daily double. You have a $1,600 lead over Tom.
I'll bet it all.
Oh, all right. Here is the clue for you in novels. Her Agnes Gray appeared in 1847 under the pseudonym Acton Bell. Note the initials.
Who is Anne Bronte?
Anne Bronte, the least known of the three Bronte sisters. 18,000 we need total.
Languages, 1600.
The other daily double is there.
I'll bet it all.
Yeah. All right, here is the clue. Although Dutch is the official language, Sranantongo is spoken by most people in this South American country.
What is Suriname?
Suriname is right. $36,000. Oh, boy. Making it really tough for Tom and Buddy. Go again.
Languages, 2000.
The language of these Japanese aboriginal people is virtually extinct, but once had as many as 19 dialects. Roger.
Who are the Ainu?
Yes.
Languages, 1200.
The language group named for these nomadic tribesmen of North Africa is also called Tamazight. Roger.
What is Berber?
Berber is right.
Languages, 8.
The people of this island nation south of Sicily use a Semitic language written in the Latin alphabet. Roger again.
What is Malta?
Correct.
Languages, 4.
Chimbu and Enga are among the nearly 800 Papuan languages spoken on this new island. Tom.
What is New Guinea?
Yes.
Four straight vowels, 1200.
A line of waiting people or a sequence of stored computer data awaiting processing. Buddy.
What is a queue?
That's it.
Vowel, 16.
This adjective means fawning or exhibiting servile obedience. And that word is obsequious. Buddy, you knew that?
Yes.
All right.
Vowels, 2000.
The moan of doves in immemorial elms and murmuring of innumerable bees is an example of this literary device. Roger.
What is onomatopoeia?
That's it.
Novels, 1600.
Originally published anonymously, his Waverly novels included Rob Roy in 1817. Roger.
Who is Scott?
Yes.
Novels, 2000.
In this Dostoevsky novel, Prince Mishkin, like the author, suffers from epilepsy. Roger.
What is The Idiot?
That's the novel.
Sounds all around, 1200.
Our studio has great these, also the branch of physics that deals with sound and sound waves. Buddy.
What are acoustics?
Good.
Sounds, 16.
For a comedian, it's instrumental that one of these, heard here, follows the punchline. Roger.
What is a rim shot?
Rim shot, right.
Sounds, 2000.
Small pieces of ice that can damage a ship are called these, as trapped air escaping during melting makes them sound like animals.
Wolves?
But no, they're called growlers, okay. Not wolves. Growlers. Back to you, Roger.
Novels 400.
It's alternately titled Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy. Roger?
What is Little Women?
That's it.
Novels 8.
The hero escapes from a dungeon by sewing himself into the burial sack of a fellow prisoner in this Dumas work. Roger?
What is Count of Monte Cristo?
That's right.
Sounds 400.
To sibilate is to do this, like a disapproving audience or a rattler. Tom?
What is hiss?
Hiss, yeah.
Sounds 800.
A chiropractic session may include this five-letter sound made by a locked-up joint being freed. Buddy?
What is a crack?
Crack, yes.
Stake 400.
Rouen, May 30th, 1431, a female saint. Tom?
Who is Joan of Arc?
Yeah.
Stake 800.
Scotland, 1727. Janet Horne for this crime. The last person in Britain burned to death for it. Buddy?
What is witchcraft?
Yes.
Stake 1200.
Florence, May 23rd, 1498. An anti-papal priest and reformer. Roger?
Who is Bruno?
No. Tom?
Who is Savonara?
No. Buddy?
Who is Savonarola?
You got it, yes. Thanks for helping, Tom. Buddy?
Stake 16.
Oxford, March 21st, 1556. Thomas Cranmer, holder of this high religious office. Buddy?
What is Archbishop of Canterbury?
Right.
Stake 2000.
Konstanz, Germany, July 6th, 1415. A Czech religious reformer. Tom?
Who is Hus?
Yes, Jan Hus. And that takes you to 9,400. Buddy has 11,000, and Roger in the lead, 47,200. You know, Roger, you could set a new one-day record.
What's the old one?
The old one is 79,000? 79,000.
Okay.
All right, final Jeopardy category for the three of you, the presidential cabinet. Keep in mind, this is a two-day total point affair. We'll be back in a moment.
Visiting this amusement park, the Geico Gecko wins a stuffed animal of himself. What is Coney Island? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome back. A bit of business to deal with. I think Roger Craig may have been pulling my leg a little while ago when he asked, what's the one-day record on Jeopardy? Because he set it at $77,000, not $79,000. But we do have bad news for you right now, Roger. Yeah. You misspoke a while ago in your response on onomatopoeia. You didn't pronounce it the right way, and so we've had to deduct from you. Your total is correct now at $43,200. The presidential cabinet is the category, gentlemen. You've made your wagers, and here is the clue. Seven women have been the secretary of this, the most for any department in the president's cabinet. 30 seconds. Good luck. Come to you, Tom, first. You had 9,400, and you wrote down, what is labor? You're right. Wager? 9,400. You doubled to 18,800. Buddy Wright, you had 11,000. We're looking for labor. Oh, you said state and said it's going to cost you how much? 5,000. You're at 6,000 right now. Roger Craig had 43,200. And his response was... correct. His wager, did he go big? $6,800. Look at that, folks, and even $50,000. This is a two-day total point affair, so he's the one to catch tomorrow in the deciding game of our Tournament of Champions. We'll see you then.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.
May be a bad travel day tomorrow with winter weather alerts out west. The full details for you at 11.
Plus, from a pandemic to protests, reflecting on 2020.
With only hours before the new year, we turn the mic over to you. New at 11.
E-scooters. If you get hit or hit one laying in the road, brace yourself. Seven on Your Side uncovers why the companies get to leave your bills in the dust.
It's just to the point of ludicrous.
Monday on ABC 7 News at 6, followed by World News Tonight.